Okay, members, we're going to take roll. Yes, we've convened. 1:34.
We went from open to open.
But I know, but if they're not here, you have to have a majority of the quorum present. And because we're going on stream. You can put us on stream now, John. Oh, we are? Oh, all this time? Oh, wow. Oh, no. Okay. Okay. So this is the Pacifica National Board meeting in Los Angeles. We are reconvening after our lunch break. And so we have a lot of catching up to do with our agenda. This is the open session. And I'm going to review the things, first of all, before everybody raises their hand. I've seen Teresa and Adriana and Janet K. and Rodrigo. Okay. And Benito. So here's the thing. What we had left over from yesterday was another motion from the programming committee. We have some time-sensitive issues that we had on the agenda today, namely approving the CFO job description so we can post that from the personnel committee, and then various other things that people are raising their hands about. And this is our last open session. Anything else, which I am noticing at this moment, will be taken up and carried forward for the agenda on July 9th, Thursday, July 9th, and that will be a telephone conference call that is also publicly streamed because we did not get to all of our public session items. And thereafter at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, we will also hold an executive session. So bearing that in mind, anything that does not have to happen between now and July 9th, I would ask that the board consider that, and if it's not so time-sensitive that it needs to be resolved prior to that, that we postpone it and have it dealt with at that time, July 9th. Thank you. Okay, again, you have the stack?
Yes, Teresa.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. We're going to call the roll just so everyone in the public can hear.
Allen, present.
Argueta.
Here. Argueta present. Burden. Burden present. I don't know if my mic's on. Brazan.
Here.
Brazan present. Jim Brown.
Present.
Jim Brown present. Steve Brown.
Present.
Steve Brown present. Casnave.
Here.
Casnave present. Coleman. Diaz.
Present.
Diaz present. Edward Steekert.
Here.
Edward Steekert present. Fuentes.
Here.
Quintus present, Coburn present, Mark.
Present.
Mark present, Medina.
Present.
Medina present, Norman.
Present.
Norman present, Rabin. Rabin present, Ryder.
Here.
Ryder present, Roberts.
Present.
Roberts present, Tucker.
Present.
Tucker present, Wilkinson.
Present.
Wilkinson present. Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so Teresa was first. I don't know where she went. Okay, so we'll go on to the next one. Who was second? Rodrigo. Oh, and Robert.
I just want to ask your question. So
sure, go ahead. Yes. Yes.
We have this report to the PNB from Ursula on the affiliates.
Uh-huh.
From Radio Vieques.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to ask if this is has been placed into the agenda or not.
We'll put you on the stack because that's if you're, okay. That would require a motion. Okay, so what we're doing is that we're adjusting the agenda for purposes of this last open session. Again, if it can wait till the open session on July 9th, please take that into consideration. Teresa, you're first on the stack.
I would like the item to be first on the agenda for this session to be that the PNB approve a six-month pilot of the Pacifica Affiliate Joint Underwriting Project as developed by the affiliate unit at the national office. And Brian Edwards-Tiekert has three caveats to add to that. And it is time-sensitive. And it did go to the Finance Committee recently, and they didn't deal with it. And it should have been brought up either as a separate item on the agenda under affiliates, which didn't end up on the agenda, or it should have been during the ED's report.
No.
Thank you.
Okay. So regardless of the merit, if it's time sensitive, please tell us why it cannot be dealt with by July 9th, since that's what we're...
Okay. Would you like to explain it, please?
There are, excuse me, there are at least one and perhaps two competing non-profit organizations that will do this if we don't. And they are developing their plans as I speak.
Okay. So all those, is there any more discussion on whether to have this on the agenda, and if so, where or not? Adriana.
If you read the information that Ursula sent us, this was since since February 2014. That was ready to implement in October. Now today is the emergency? I'm very sorry, but I understand what everybody explained. My problem with this is I don't want to be rushed. It's a bunch of points there, and some of them should be, in my view, review in executive session some of the things that are there that are not clear. I don't want us to be rushed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. So let's go to a vote.
Can I respond to that?
You can?
Okay.
Well, yes. Sir, you can take people on a stack on a motion. Go ahead, Teresa.
Because it wasn't responded to in November or all of this year, and she has been working on it, now it is especially time sensitive. The NFCB just met. There are other organizations that they're talking about this. The affiliates are talking about it. The affiliates want it and need it. And, yes, it is time sensitive because it wasn't dealt with in October.
Okay. Well, okay. No, we're amending the agenda. She's trying to establish why it's time sensitive. Okay, so really? Okay, Serene and then Brian.
Okay, so just to correct the record, the last time that the board, this matter was brought to the board was February 2014, so I don't understand what the November reference is. And the affiliates committee did meet during 2014, as we established on the NFC call last week, and this was not raised with the affiliates task force, excuse me. That is not to say that I don't believe that it is somewhat time sensitive. I'm wondering if we can meet on, don't hate me, June 25th instead of July 9th. Can we meet on the 25th?
No.
Why?
Okay.
That's my proposal.
Okay, well, that's a separate motion.
I think it's related because
you're... Oh, okay. So is that a substitute to having it on today's agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
That it'll be
then
high
it's in
on
order.
The agenda on the
Thank
meeting
you. Okay.
I'm proposing
Brian,
for the 25th.
Brian, you want to speak to that?
Sure, I'll speak to both since it's a substitute.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
I know that there are many people on this board who will have strong philosophical objections to this proposal, and I know there are many people on this board, including both our affiliates representatives, who think it would be very beneficial to them. Because we have a strong difference, that is exactly why we should discuss it right now while we are face-to-face and put it to a vote and put it to rest. We have a lot of staff time that's gone into putting together a proposal that is actionable if the board thinks it's worth pursuing. And the worst thing we can do is just leave the people who worked in it in perpetual suspense. If this is something they need to abandon and put their time into other things, let's tell them that now. If it's something they should pursue, let's tell them to pull the trigger. But let's not avoid it just because we're divided over it.
Okay, so what's on the table right now is to consider this. Were you thinking of it as a one-item June 25th issue, the only thing for the agenda, a special meeting just for this?
One of a few really important items.
Just one.
Okay, fine. One item. Yes.
One item. Only item on June 25th. No other items on the agenda. It will be a special meeting for which special meetings were intended. All those in favor of June 25th, and that would be instead of the discussion today.
Madam Chair, that sounds like a substitute.
It is a substitute.
So could we discuss the possibility of now first?
No.
Point of order, I didn't see you. I'm sorry,
was
Robert.
That
was a different stack because that was for her motion. This is for Serene's. Do you want to discuss both? Go speak.
It can be either place.
Okay, go ahead.
Fine. To suggest, and I say this with all due respect, to suggest that by not acting on something in the past precludes it from being important today and time sensitive is the equivalent of saying we didn't deal with global warming in 1980, so it must not be time sensitive today. That makes no sense to me. Our executive director has asked us to prioritize this and get it done, and at some point you got to let your executive director manage. So let's get to a vote on doing this and not delay it anymore.
Okay. On Serene's motion to have a special meeting to discuss this. Okay, and we need a second.
A second.
Okay. Okay, so now we're going to go to a vote. There's no one else on the stack for this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Brenda.
So this was sent yesterday. It's a 7-page document to review. I know that there's been discussion prior to that. I don't think that it's appropriate for us to try and discuss it right now, because I would have to review the document to see whether or not I agree or would want to amend portions of that document.
May I respond to that?
No, you're not. You can't respond. You can get on the stack. Do we have
stack.
A time? Okay. Carolyn.
I think Brian's point is well taken, that the underlying issues are philosophical and it doesn't need a perusal of every line in 7 pages. We've been considering this for a long time, on and off, and I think it's really important, as Mr. Mark pointed out, that we address an issue that the ED thinks is important. I think that's crucial, and
okay.
I do not want to
point of procedure.
Okay.
Point of procedure.
Yes, Adriana.
Isn't that we have a rule that when we are talking about agenda, we have 2 in favor and 2 against?
That's true.
Thank you.
And, okay, so let's see, did we have any more? Are you speaking in favor of having this on June 25th?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well then, I'm sorry. Okay, I will speak in favor of June 25th, if I may, only because I would just want to correct Brian's opinion that this is philosophical. My questions are legal. I have requested opinions, I requested of the ED, because we've never had it before. I never heard of it since last February. Opinions from both, not only Mr. Krigler, who is one of our attorneys on various CPB and other, our 501c3 and so forth, but also from Arm Amino, because there are tax implications. Making an argument. I just wanted to correct that it's not just philosophical for some of us. Okay, so that was my...
Chair, may I point out something?
No, you may get on the stack. Point of stack.
No, no, it's 2-4 and 2 against, and we already had more than 2-4. That's just our rule. I'm really sorry. Okay, that's it. We've had 2-4 and 2 against, so it's over.
I would request, I have just some information in 2 lines to give you. We already do, the Pacifica already does underwriting at all its stations.
That's not your, that's argument. This is strictly when to discuss it, when to have that argument. It's either going to be today or June 25th. It's that simple. So all those in favor of having a special one-item meeting on June 25th, please raise your hand.
Rodrigo, do you have your hand raised?
Oh, 7.
Okay, all those opposed?
the count.
No, but don't.
Seven yes, seven no.
Did you get Bob Martin?
Okay.
Okay, we got to do both of
them. And then I
said
no.
No,
but George wanted to change his vote.
All right, can we do it again?
Okay, maybe we should we have a roll call?
Yes.
Roll call.
Alan.
Alan says John. No.
Alan votes no. Argueta.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden.
No.
Burden, no. This is, sorry, this is to take up the June. This is
June 25th. One item.
Okay. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown.
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Castaneve.
Yes.
Castaneve votes yes. Coleman.
Abstain.
Coleman abstains. Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tiekert.
No.
Edwards Tiekert votes no. Fuentes.
No.
Fuentes votes no. Coburn votes yes. Mark.
No.
Mark votes no. Medina.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman?
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin?
No.
Rabin votes no. Ryder?
No.
Ryder votes no. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson?
No.
Wilkinson votes no. One moment. I have nine yes, nine no, one abstention. Chair?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. This passes.
Not this one, the next
substitute.
Okay. What did you say? Okay.
Okay, so... Yes, I know. Okay, so we're going to proceed with other other motions. Adriana.
I was up there.
Rodrigo. Oh, Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Rodrigo.
Yeah, I would like to move to reconsider the last vote that we did in terms of the tutorials to be aired on the radio stations. Be back to Mr. George Rader's proposal or motion. In terms of doing it once, you know, instead of twice. I voted before, no, so I would like to move. Listening to the people, and seems like that's what we need.
I'll second that.
Yes, George seconded. It's a motion to reconsider.
Point of information, is this a reconsideration?
It's a motion to reconsider. He wants to add it to the agenda.
I believe that he's not eligible to make that. He didn't vote yes.
What?
He said he voted no.
He voted yes.
I voted yes.
Oh, you voted yes? I apologize.
Point of information.
Order.
Point of information.
Yes. I'm sorry.
May I?
Point of order takes priority.
Yes, it does.
We never disposed of Teresa's motion. We disposed of the substitute to her motion.
But that substitute.
Well, but it prevails, so.
The substitute kills the main.
Yeah.
Right.
It fails my substitute if it's the same topic.
Yes.
But then the substitute still has to be voted on as the main motion.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Reset. Okay, now we have to vote on the substitute motion as the main motion. This is the one I just broke the tie on. To have the one item on June 25th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, one item on the agenda only.
All right, should I take the roll?
Yes,
please.
Yes.
Well, Adriana, someone said something about having some concerns to be discussed in closed session. So what are we scheduling both?
We won't know that till we hear what the concerns are, and she can notice the board about that.
Okay.
No, that was for July 9th. Okay.
Shall I take the roll?
Yes, please.
Okay. Alan?
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Argueta,
yes.
Can we?
Could there be no objection?
Oh, is there any objection to the June 25th meeting? Yes, okay. That's what I thought. All right. Argueta.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden.
Yes.
Burden votes no. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Castaneve.
Yes.
Castaneve votes yes. Coleman. Coleman votes yes. Diaz.
Aye, aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert votes yes. Fuentes.
No.
Fuentes votes no. Coburn votes yes. Mark.
Yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin.
No.
Rabin votes no. Ryder.
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts. Roberts votes yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson?
No.
Wilkinson votes no. One moment. I have 15 yes, 4 no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Brazan votes no. That's 16. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I said no. Brazan votes yes. Sorry. And we have 16 yes, 4 no.
Okay. We have some other amendments.
Okay. There's a... we have Adriana after.
Okay. Rodrigo?
No.
Oh, I mean Adriana?
No, Rodrigo.
Wait. What did he... What was... Your motion was to reconsider.
Yeah, reconsider. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's still on. Okay, so what's on the floor is to add a motion to reconsider the tutorial. And to put that where, Rodrigo?
Yeah, retake the motion of Mr. George Schrader to do it once instead of twice.
No. Where do you want it on?
Where in the agenda? Right after
Agenda approval.
Okay, we'll call that number one.
Yes.
Okay, so he's saying number one. Okay, after agenda approval, are there any objections to that?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a vote. All those in favor of a motion to reconsider the tutorial motion that was passed right before lunch and adding it to the first place on the agenda. All those in favor?
Question?
Yes.
Is there a time limit on the proposed agenda item?
No, it's the vote.
No. He, in other words, Rodrigo, how much time do you want to spend on it?
5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. Yeah. 5 minutes on the motion to reconsider. Okay. So all those in favor, raise your hand.
Twelve yes.
All those against? Are you waiting for me?
I'm waiting. But right. It's not roll call.
This is all no, okay. Right?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
Counting.
Yeah.
Three. Yes. Five. Six. Six, no. Abstain? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I vote? I did. I voted.
And do I get to?
And chair? Do you wish to vote?
Yes.
All right.
I'm voting no. Yes, I wish to vote no. My answer is no.
Okay, so we have 12 yes, 7 no. This passes.
Okay.
Fails.
No. Fails.
Two-thirds to amend an agenda.
No, it passed.
A motion to reconsider is just a majority. Yeah.
This is not a motion to reconsider. It's a motion to put a motion to reconsider on our agenda. The agenda is already approved, therefore it requires two-thirds to amend.
I don't think that's the case. In a meeting in which you've just taken a vote,
right.
If you move to reconsider, it just requires a majority. It's already been on the agenda. It's been discussed. The fact that you want to reconsider it takes priority over the fact that it changes the agenda.
Madam Chair, was the motion to reconsider or was the motion to put reconsideration on the agenda?
The motion was to put the motion to reconsider on the agenda.
No, move to reconsider. Just move to reconsider.
Yes. Yeah, he's
move to reconsider.
Point of order, please.
He's noticing a motion to reconsider the vote.
Point of order.
And he is adjusting the agenda. That motion to reconsider can take place at the end of the meeting or any other time during open session. So his motion is to adjust the agenda to make it the number one item on the agenda. So it is a motion to amend the agenda.
Point of order.
But we have been, okay, I'm sorry.
The member brought a motion to reconsider. You then asked him, after, I think it was after, you then asked him where he wanted it. His motion was to reconsider.
Right now?
I know that. That's a notice to reconsider. I haven't made a ruling on this, Serene. What are you arguing?
You just said two-thirds.
I didn't say two-thirds. I did not say two-thirds.
No,
somebody else did.
Brian said.
No, she thinks I made a ruling. I haven't made a ruling.
Okay, make your ruling.
Okay, so my ruling is that it is in order, and let's take that vote. Did we finish it?
Yes.
And yeah. So I think it gets to be on the agenda. Other people can move, obviously, and put something before it. We have a stack on the things for the agenda. Okay, so it's on the agenda.
So the next person.
For 5 minutes, did you say? For
yeah,
5 minutes.
Five minutes?
Okay.
5 minutes.
The number one item, go ahead.
So Adriana is the next.
Yes.
Adriana.
Yes. I wish to move the motion to approve the CFO job description,
no,
salary, and budget.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
To move it second in the agenda after the reconsideration, if you want it. To move the motion to approve the CFO job description.
Thank you. Okay.
I mean, well, the item is Roman numeral 15, personnel committee, and have 15 minutes allocated here.
Okay. This is the time-sensitive item to have the CFO job description approved so that we can post it, unless you guys want me to continue as the person that signs off on hires. So if you don't want that, you will vote in favor of adding this, moving this up on the agenda.
So this is a two-thirds, right?
Okay.
Yes. Well, then it's a two, you're amending the agenda.
Okay.
It's changing the agenda.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Okay. Let me explain the process here, okay? We have a special rule that says that, you know, you have 30 minutes at the beginning of your meeting, okay? At the outset of this meeting, I said that will be, it's totally unrealistic, it's totally impossible to realize that we are going to get through all of our business in a timely fashion. It's not like when we're on a call. So I put in every single day, for every single open session, adjustments to the agenda. And I think that that supersedes our usual two-thirds, because what we're doing is that we're moving things around that already appeared on the agenda and that we already approved, which, by the way, was part of why I supported the June 25th thing. But okay, so that aside, so I'm, you know, you can challenge the ruling of the chair. But I think that these motions are in order. It's already on an approved agenda, but because we have not gone to it, we've extended time after time after time. Happens at every meeting. This is not anything unusual. And so let's just move on and get some business done. If you don't want it moved, that item moved up, I think it's time sensitive, but let's do it, okay? So all those in favor of Benito?
So I didn't hear exactly where is
right after the number one. This will be the new number two.
Okay.
If you vote for it. So this is moving the approval of the CFO job description so that it can be posted right away. And we, no, it's already on the agenda.
Yes.
It's a committee report. You don't need it.
I
Okay. It's right now it's 15, but it'll be number 2 of today's open session agenda. Okay, all those in favor, raise your hand.
Yes.
Opposed?
2 no.
And abstaining?
Abstaining.
Okay.
Chair, do you
0.
Were there
any and yes, it's a yes.
17,
okay,
yes.
So we've got our 2/3 regardless in
order.
Case it gets challenged. Yes.
With all due respect, and I hate myself for saying this, but should not these votes be roll call?
Yes, they all should be.
You want to take it again?
When we're on the stream, should we not have
We can. It's a matter of choice, and I tend to usually do the procedural ones not, but okay, let's see. We can go to roll call. Take the roll call. Okay, go to roll call. Okay, roll call. If someone requests it.
Wait, after
the vote?
After the vote?
We will take it by roll call.
It was the point of order that the hand vote was contrary to policy.
Yeah, well, it should have been made before the vote, but I'm ruling that it can be made now. It's a point well taken by the chair.
Alan.
Pass.
Alan passes. Argueta.
Yes.
Argueta, yes. Burden.
Yes.
Burden, yes. Brazan. Oh,
yes.
Wait,
oh.
Okay. Well, Jim Brown. Jim Brown, yes. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown, yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Casnave, yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Coleman, yes. Diaz.
Aye, aye.
Diaz, yes. Edward Steekert.
Yes.
Edward Steekert, yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Fuentes, yes. Coburn, yes. Mark.
Yes.
Mark, yes. Medina.
No.
Medina, no. Norman.
Yes.
Norman, yes. Rabin.
Yes.
Rabin, yes. Ryder.
Yes.
Ryder, yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Roberts, yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Tucker, yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Wilkinson, yes. Alan, you passed.
Alan abstains.
Alan abstains. I already got Lydia's vote, so I'm going to include it.
I have 18 yes, 1 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay. So that is the new number 2 is the Personnel Committee. It's approval of the CFO job description.
Point of information, was this roll call vote different in division from the hand vote?
Yes, there was 1 more yes and 1 less no.
Interesting.
And also 1 abstention.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Could someone direct me where the CFO job description is in our packet?
Oh, no, it's...
Or it's not passed out yet?
Yeah, it's... I didn't get to photocopy it during lunch. Hold on a second. Okay. Anyway... We will read it. It's one we've had since 2012 with a couple of minor changes. Unless someone wants to go upstairs and photocopy it, and I'm good with that, too.
How long is it?
How long is what?
The motion is
I'll hand it to you.
It's already
in there.
It's 15 minutes. Yes.
Okay. Adriana.
Yes, it's okay. I want to move up numeral 16, all business, is A, LSV review budget motions. That was passed, that was put in the agenda in October of last year. Please, the Finance Committee didn't have time to vote it for a few minutes last time, but it's done sensitive. The budgets are so important. Please. Thank you.
Second.
Is there a second?
Point of information.
Third, after the CFO description.
Okay.
And the time is allocated there, 15 minutes.
Okay.
5 seconds.
Okay, and for how long?
Well,
15 minutes.
Okay. Serene, are you raising your hand? Pardon?
Not on this motion.
Oh, okay. You're adding yourself to the stack for another agenda item adjustment? Okay, Serene. Okay, so all those in favor of making Adriana's motion, the number 3?
Well, got to do the roll vote.
Yeah, okay. But I'm saying there's no more discussion, right? Okay, so we're going to take the vote. Go.
Alan.
Alan says no.
Alan votes no. Argueta.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden. Burden passes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown?
No.
Steve Brown, no. Casnave?
Yes.
Casnave, yes. Coleman?
No.
Coleman, no. Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Diaz, yes. Edwards Tiekert?
Abstain.
Edwards Tiekert abstains. Fuentes?
Abstain.
Fuentes abstains. Coburn votes yes. Mark?
Mark passes for now.
Mark passes. Medina?
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman?
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin?
Yes.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson?
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Burden, you passed?
No.
Burden votes no. Mark, you passed?
No.
Mark votes no.
I have
11 yes, 6 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes. I vote yes.
Chair votes yes. That's 12, 6, 2.
Orders of the day?
No. We don't have an order right now. We're adjusting the agenda.
I thought we had an extra half an hour. That's why I suggested that we discuss this other item regarding affiliates.
Okay.
But the board was supposed to reconvene at 1. We should be back on the agenda rather than.
Except that there were several things that we didn't finish on the agenda still from yesterday that were specifically brought to this agenda motion. And things that are on the agenda for today that we have to move around because of that. The second motion on programming hasn't made it. There was that resolution that somebody was going to speak.
But don't we just make a decision? We're going to go in sequence, one or the other. Rather
obviously,
than
we're not. That's why we're taking a stack.
That's why.
I have the item of adjustment. Okay. Okay. So who's next?
Janet K.
So I have 2 amendments. Can I take one at a time? All right.
No, you can only do one. Right now you'll have to get back on the stack.
Then I will move to add the 3 motions from today's executive session that were referred to open session agenda and move those to be after the LSB budget review.
Will you read them so that the audience knows what they are?
Okay. Oop. Janet Coburn moves that the PNB sets the following policy. All employees at Pacifica units are non-exempt, and that in order for an employee to be issued a paycheck for his or her work, whether regular, temporary, or occasional work hours, the employee is to complete an employee time card for the hours worked during a particular pay period, have it signed by the program director or general or unit manager or designated manager, and submit the time card to the unit business manager or equivalent manager. That's one motion. The second motion is, Janet Coburn moves, that the PNB directs the ED to require the KPFA GM to provide him, the PNB, and the KPFA LSB by June 30th, 2015, with the following information. One, a document containing the definition for each of the following positions at KPFA: supervisor, department head, director or co-director, work leader, manager, other than GM, PD, or business manager. Two, the application policy and hiring process for each of the above positions. Three, the job description and or roles and responsibilities, where applicable, for each of the above positions, including whether the position is an employee or management position, and if the position has approval authority for an employee time card. Four, a confidential listing for each of the above positions of the names of current staff members who hold any of these positions at KPFA and whether the staff member is a union member. Five, the members of the KPFA GM's management team. That's the second motion. And then the third motion, which is real short, Janet Coburn moves the following, that the PNB directs the ED to require the KPFA general manager to provide him, the PNB, and the KPFA LSB by June 30th, 2015, with the application policy and hiring process for temporary and occasional employees at KPFA.
Second. What a procedure.
Yes, okay. Brenda. Okay. Sorry.
Chair, you mentioned earlier that you wanted us to state the urgency of each of the items, and I don't believe that these particular motions are time sensitive in comparison to some of the other stuff that needs to get done.
Okay. Is there anyone else that wants to respond to that? Robert, Mark, and then you can speak to it after Robert. Robert.
I would just like to say that when it comes to motion number two, I agree with that policy 100%. I can't understand why we are not passing it network-wide. And I would like to discuss that at more length at a different time. And so it's a good policy. It ought to be followed everywhere. I don't know why it's one station specific.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yes, Serene.
I thought the question was, why is it time sensitive, not whether or not it's a great idea?
He just said it should be discussed at a different time.
So you're agreeing to not do it now. Great. Let's vote.
Okay.
Okay, so just a point of information for a clarification, that motion covers all the stations, not just KPFA.
Okay.
And the other two, the way the motion is written, it says by June 30th, 2015, which it would be before the next PNB meeting. Anyway,
right, but is there a reason?
Well, I mean, this. All right. Yeah, it was arbitrary.
Okay. Thank you. So, all those in favor of adding, making this that's true. This, I know. Okay. But let me say, we're about to vote on, by roll call, whether this should be the new item. What number are we up to? Four?
It would be four.
The new four on the agenda. All those in roll call.
Okay, Alan.
This is for postponing it or not putting it on the agenda, right?
No, putting it
on. No, I do not want it on the agenda.
Alan, no. Argueta.
Pass.
Argueta passes. Burden.
No.
Burden votes no. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown votes yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Casnave.
No.
Casnave votes no. Coleman. Not here. Diaz.
I and I.
D Diaz votes yes. Edward Steikert?
No.
Edward Steikert votes no. Fuentes?
No.
Fuentes votes no. Coburn votes yes. Robert Mark?
No.
Mark votes no. Medina?
No.
Medina votes no. Norman?
Abstains.
Norman abstains. Rabin?
Abstain.
Rabin abstains. Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts?
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker?
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson?
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Argueta, you passed?
Abstain.
Argueta abstains. One moment. I have 5 yes, 10 no, abstain 3. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Brazan votes no. 5, 11, 3. Fails.
Am I up yet?
Robert Rabin.
Oh, how long is that list?
So we have Robert Rabin. The next people to propose agenda items are Robert Rabin, Serene, myself, and Benito. Okay.
Okay, Robert.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Microphone. I'd like to make sure that we have space on the agenda today for the resolution related to the freeing of Oscar López Rivera, the longest held political prisoner in the
yes.
Western
Where do you want it? You want it number 1, 2, 3, or 4? It doesn't matter. Even though we've given numbers, they can be number 1.
Always
okay.
Number 1.
Okay, number 1, 5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Can you call the roll?
Why?
Oh, yes. Are there any objections? No objections. Motion passes. It'll be our number one item. Everything moves down by one. So, Serene?
Thanks. I have had bringing a motion from the WBI LSB from October 2013 with regard to the sideband money and having those monies be credited to the station's central services. I would like to move it up to number three, the new number 3, with all due respect to everyone else. I believe it's time sensitive because this will have to be factored into the station's budgets and at this point, and the national office budget, as the national office will no longer be receiving those. Well, they'll still be receiving it, but not for themselves. So I think the sooner that folks can factor that into their budgets, the better.
Okay, so time sensitive for the purposes of this agenda is it means it cannot wait until July 9th.
Right. I'm saying I think in the month, between almost a month, between now and then, stations are going to be working on their budgets, and it's a sizable amount. So I would urge folks to please just to – it's – you can – I can – we can do it in 12 minutes.
Point of information?
Yes, John.
Just for point of information, the reference should be to the subcarrier lease, not sideband.
I understand, but most people refer to it as sideband.
It's called, incorrect.
Thank you. It's called subcarrier on the agenda. Thank you for your correction. I'm referring to the sideband motion.
Okay. So we're going to take the roll on that.
Is any objections?
She said 12 minutes.
12 minutes. Oh, yes. Did anyone second to move it up?
I second.
Okay. And it was the number 3 as you wanted it, number 3?
The new 3, yeah.
The new 3. Okay. Sorry. Are there any objections?
I object.
Okay. Alan?
No.
Alan votes no. Argueta?
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden?
No.
Burden votes no. Jim Brown?
Jim Brown votes yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown?
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Casnave?
Yes.
Casnave votes yes. Coleman?
No.
Coleman votes no. Diaz?
Pass.
Diaz passes. Edward Steikert?
Abstain.
Edward Steikert abstains. Fuentes?
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Coburn abstains. Mark?
Abstain.
Mark abstains. Medina?
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman?
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin?
Abstain.
Rabin abstains. Ryder?
Abstain.
Abstain.
Ryder abstains. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson?
Wilkinson.
Wilkinson, your vote?
Margie.
I vote no.
Wilkinson votes no. Diaz, you passed.
I'll vote yes.
Diaz votes yes. I have 9 yes, 5 no, 5 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote no.
Brazan votes no. 9 yes, 5 no, 6 no, 5 abstain.
Okay, so it is the new number 3.
Point of order.
Yes, Teresa.
Madam Chair, I object. We're going into the future.
Okay.
To rearrange things that we might not get to, but then we probably will, and we're, like, at this rate, we're not going to be able to hear the Audit Committee and the Personnel Committee reports. I don't understand why we're even discussing things that are in the future. I mean, I can understand a motion that we missed and putting it somewhere, but, like, I don't understand the future thing. It's a point of order. I'm confused as to why. Listen, I'm addressing the chair.
Yeah.
My point of order
somebody
is to the chair.
Somebody needs to explain.
You're not the parliamentarian.
Adriana, please. Okay, so this is like my third or fourth time explaining this, and it was on the agenda, and it's taking up more time to re-explain it again. We have this open session. We have way too many things to deal with, and we have to move things around. That's all it is. We have a stack. What is the rest of the stack? And then we're done.
Myself and Benito.
There's two more people, and that's it. Okay, I'm cutting it off at that point.
Carolyn, raise your hand.
To add another agenda item?
Yes.
Okay, 3 more people. And then that really is it. I'm not taking any more because I should have put a time on this. Okay.
Oh, do I have the floor?
Okay.
No, are you next?
Yeah.
Yes, then she has the floor.
Hi, this is Brenda, KPFK. I am requesting that we conclude at a time certain at 5:30 for the open session. That's it.
Okay. A second to adjourn at 5:30. Okay. It's seconded. And all those, yes. Is there any objection to adjourning at 5:30?
Yes.
I know. We really? Okay. Okay. Hearing no objection, we're adjourning at 5:30, the open session. Okay, next, Benito, and then Carolyn. Benito, okay, take Carolyn, and then Benito.
Benito, be right back.
Carolyn,
he may be.
Thank you. I'd like to move the item regarding the question of Foundation Council up as high as you think we can do it. I can't think of anything more important at this point. This foundation has been working without an official legal vote for Foundation Council, and it's crucial for our protection that we have this.
The new number, where are we now?
Well, I don't know. I would like
to. No, I'm asking the secretary.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. All right. As high up as
the existing number, are you saying?
The new number, you know, we made the resolution.
Well, if we can readjust the numbers as you suggested, I would like to make it number 3.
What is currently number 3? Does anybody know? Oh, okay, so you're doing the new number 3. Okay. So can you call the roll? Or are you going to comment? You didn't raise your hand.
Yeah, but my only concern is we have sensitive emotions before. Why don't we put it in the next?
Because I don't want to be sued.
You don't want to be sued. That's not
okay.
The
who is the second on this? Thank you.
Second. May I explain the sensitivity of this,
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I have a point of order.
Yes.
I've been reviewing the process for taking items up out of order in an agenda. Mm-hmm. The only way Roberts makes that permissible is by suspending the rules, which requires a 2/3 vote, as you know. It's also not debatable. So there should be no motivation. There should just be motions and votes.
Okay. I will take that part.
of the Crusty General. Motions and votes. Okay, so Carolyn's motion is the new number 3 should be the corporate counsel item. Can you take the roll?
Alan.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Argueta.
Does.
Argueta passes. Burden?
Yes.
Burden votes yes. Jim Brown. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Casnade.
No.
Casnade votes no. Holman.
Yes.
Holman votes yes. Diaz.
No.
Diaz votes no. Edwards Tiekert.
No.
Edwards Tiekert votes no. Fuentes.
No.
Fuentes votes no. Coburn passes. Mark.
No.
Mark votes no. Medina.
Pass.
Medina passes. Norman.
No.
Norman votes no. Rabin.
No.
Rabin votes no. Ryder.
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts.
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker.
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson.
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Argueta, you passed.
Abstain.
Argueta abstains. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown votes no.
Jim Brown votes no. Coburn abstains. Medina, you passed.
Abstain.
Medina abstains. I have 5 yes, 11 no, 3 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Brazan votes yes.
Okay, was that it?
Oh, Benito?
6, 11,
okay.
3.
No, we're done. Robert already.
Oh, Benito, okay.
I'm sorry.
Can we have the count?
Benito, so you don't have
6,
nothing.
Okay, yes,
so we're actually ready to start.
11 no, Robert, 3 abstain.
I know, so it's done. Okay, yeah. I didn't know what you were raising your hand for. Okay.
The vote on this was 6 yes, 11 no, 3 abstain.
Got it.